We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Ka'Chava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Ka'Chava's indulgent flavors today. Your future self will thank you. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code FITNESS for 15% off your next order. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code FITNESS.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In 1974, then Assistant National Director for Simon Ireland, Nurse Alice Leahy, authored a comprehensive study entitled Medical Care for the Vagrant in Ireland, where she noted the gaps that separated medical staff from the socially deprived group, resulting in medical problems going untreated. This report, one year later, led to the founding of Trust, now known as Alice Leahy Trust, by Alice herself, Dr. David McGee and Anne Rush. The Trust is now marking 50 years of service, and the woman herself, Alice Leahy, is with me here to mark the golden anniversary. My God, 50 years, Alice.
Thanks, Pat. It's hard to believe it. Where does time go?
Yeah. Now, tell us about how it began, because you were a nurse and you were looking at what was happening in the city.
Well, I suppose growing up, we were always involved in the community at home, visiting elderly people in the county home and looking out for the travellers who didn't appear at a certain time. And my grandparents would be worried when they didn't appear. And so then I went nursing and I got involved with Voluntary Services International. I did my midwifery in the Rotunda. But when I was with VSI visiting places in Benburb Street, of course, I was meeting some of the mothers from the Rotunda. They were in year after year, you know, the poor women having large families. And then a number of things happened. Then I left the Rotunda. I went back as night sister to Beckett Street. Night duty was wonderful at the time because you had time to look out the window and you'd see people. One of the people who used to come to Beckett Street, and she did to Hollis Street and the Richmond Kitty, this sounds terrible, but it's the truth. She used to wash her, you know, her long knickers and dry them in on a radiator. And everyone used to say to us, leave Kitty alone, she's doing nobody any harm. And she'd go off up to Phoenix Park, and Anne Rush was one of the Simon Soup runners, and she would bring her up to see the deer. But anyway, then the board of the hospital asked me to go to the London hospital and come back and run the first intensive care unit of its type, which President Childers opened. By the way, this is a special day, and I've met 5 of the last presidents. So anyway, I was doing intensive care and running it. And I must say, the problems then were the same as they are now. You had to have agency staff. You didn't have enough staff. You had very tired and worn out doctors and nurses. So I decided to give it all up and I went to Simon. So a well-known consultant who died not too long ago, he said he would make an appointment for me to see a psychiatrist. And you know, he meant it, but I knew I wasn't met. Anyway, I decided to go to Simon. Now, we were working in a condemned building, and full-time workers there, they were paid the same as people got on the dole. You had 2 days off. At one stage, I was the only woman and a bit older than the rest working full-time. And one of the people there was Tom McVeigh, who was a wonderful journalist of the Press. And he wrote at the time about the living conditions. So when I put in our book, which we've put together now, there is something about the living conditions. So then I saw there were doctors who wanted to help. And they were professionals, but they couldn't cope with the people who were homeless. Neither could the people who were homeless cope with them. So there was a huge gap between the people who needed a service and those who were struggling to provide one. Now, that problem remains today because the people we meet who are homeless are the same as the people we met then who are living in another world. And I must remember here, David Davenport's father, Dr. Maurice Davenport. And I remember he was the first GP I interviewed for that survey. And he was the first GP I actually met in Dublin. And he said to me, well, Alice, you won't change things. There'll always be people who are homeless.
And he was right.
And he was right. And I'm saying that now.
The character of the clientele you have who drop in, it's changed because it used to be predominantly Irish people who found themselves as outsiders, which is the way you like to put it, for whatever reason, family circumstances, whatever it might be, sometimes alcohol addiction. you still have addiction, but the addiction is different and the profile of the client is somewhat different.
It is, but we still are meeting very isolated people who are coming from parks and that. But drugs have made a huge, created huge problems in our city, in every village in the country. And people's lives have been destroyed by drugs. And alcohol, of course, is a very serious issue as well. And then there's gambling. So there's all of these issues that weren't as obvious, I think, in the early days. And in the early days, most of the people came from the institutions and many from the psychiatric hospitals.
We had more than our share of psychiatric beds in this country compared to Britain or compared to Europe.
We had huge numbers of people in. But one of the things I noticed when I was looking back, you see, I've kept paper cuttings and everything and I've put a lot of stuff. People will be saying, God, I hope Alice didn't keep that litter. But anyway, I remember one of the things we wrote to the Eastern Health Board and the psychiatric services was about we were all delighted to see the closure of the institutions. But now where are we? There are some people who are seriously mentally unwell and no place for them to go. Yeah. And also, when they closed the psychiatric units, people were moved to hostels that were cheaper to run. And now they're being placed in communities, but very often there isn't the support for the people who are placed.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Now, one of the themes running through your book, because the book is called Outsiders. It's just been published. It'll be available in Alan Hanna's bookshop in Rathmines
in
a few days' time.
Yeah.
But also, if people want to get it, and it's a brilliant book, they can get it from the Alice Trust.ie.
Yeah. And Pat, can I say, this is a real collaborative effort because everything we do in Trust, it's not about me. And Mick Clifford, that wonderful journalist, and of course Mark Condren, you know how photographers capture everything in a photograph. Mm. Mark scanned everything for the book and Mick compiled it together. And then we've a number of people who've made contributions and lots of copies of
now,
stuff.
You reproduce a poem from Tony Gill, who was
Tony.
A regular user of your service in the 1990s and 2000s. And I'll just read this one. It's called A Caller. You called to see me tonight. A day without talking to nobody is a long day. I don't know why you called. I was glad you did. If it is for love, we are both lost. I cannot give it, for I never knew it. Yet your company was a joy. Thank you for calling. I can't remember your name. Isn't that lovely?
Isn't that amazing, Pat?
The touch of humanity.
And isn't it so true? And everyone knew poor Tony. He's buried in our plot in Glasnevin. But Tom Crilly put together Tony's poems when he died. And I think people who are homeless say something to us. For instance, the other day I was walking along the street and this man, he said, "Good morning, Alice." And I didn't know who the man was, but I knew he knew me. And I said, "Oh God, it's a miserable morning." And he said, "No, Alice, it's not. Every morning you can breathe is a good day." And I think even there was the other day, there were two men, one who's sleeping in a tent in North County, Dublin, and the other who's over near Phoenix Park. And they were both going up the steps together and Mark was with them. And they weren't a couple or that. They just happened to be going up at the same time. And one of them said, "Thank you. You make us feel human." And, you know, I couldn't get that out of my head that day because mustn't it be awful not to feel human and to feel an outsider in our world?
Now, one of the themes that's running through the book is, you know, the interface between outfits like your own, the Alice Leahy Trust, and, if you like, the official version of help. And one of the problems is that personnel change all the time. There was a time back in the day where if you wanted something to happen or wanted help for somebody, you rang somebody, you said, "Hello, is that Joe? Is that Mary? Is that John?" And they were always there. Now you never know who's going to be.
Well, that's a huge problem. And it's a huge problem for the settled community. I mean, every place you ring now, and it's the same music. And of course, we value your call. And there's a 15-minute waiting list. And then when somebody comes on and they say, oh, no, we can't help you. Now, I think we have a serious issue in this country and it's not being addressed. An awful lot of people are being isolated from services. And it's not enough to say, oh, there's the website, click on it. And now with artificial intelligence, are we going to remove people
entirely from the system?
And are we not going, the kind of discussion people like you have in the airways and on local radio is hugely important because it's giving people an opportunity. But I think the powers that be need to listen. And I think they also need to be confident enough to say it as it is.
Now, Alice, you don't get government funding.
No. Now, we did in the past.
In the early days.
And we also got a grant from Justice. And I must say, it was when John O'Donoghue was minister. And you launched two projects for us. An art competition and an essay competition on the theme of the outsider. And that was, let me see, I'm looking if I can remember what date last Monday was. This was in 2003. We were ahead of our time because we were getting children in transition. Some of them are judges and hospital consultants probably now. God knows, I hope they did very well. But just get them to look at, see, who is the outsider in my family, in my church, in my school and in my community? And there we are now today. We were saying that before all the people started coming into our country and they've contributed greatly to our country.
Now, the question of whether they will always be with us, no matter how much money we pour into our health system and our social services, there will always be people who will choose a different way of living. Isn't that so?
There will. And that's been the way from day one. And you see, part of the problem when people talk about homelessness now, they're talking about bricks and mortar and money. And they're forgetting about the people who normally would, like that man who was living in the Charles de Gaulle airport and everyone got him accommodation. Sure, he was back there again. Like the other day, now, we had a man in with us, John, yesterday. And you interviewed John when you did your radio programme from our place. It was nearly as chaotic as this building is now.
We are refurbing at the moment, I hasten to add.
It is going to be wonderful. It is going to be wonderful, but you are refurbishing it. And John was in with us, and I remember a few weeks later he was down. There was some riot someplace or some protest, and there he was with a green woolly hat. He was in with us the other day. We hadn't seen him. Now, everything has been done for him. You know, when I say done, for him. But he is living his own life. And he was in yesterday, and I can guarantee you he'll be photographed on the papers coming up to Christmas as nothing is being done for this poor man. But this is the way he is living.
He is choosing
like Anne, who died up the streets. And Anne, there's a lovely poem in the book by Anne, and her family did everything for Anne. And people, but Anne was a free spirit, and she was living life to the beat of her own drum.
Well, you are soldiering on in spite of no government funding. You have to raise your own funds, which you do very well every year. And people are very generous to the Alice Leahy Trust. You're marking 50 years in a few days' time in City Hall.
We are.
With a small gathering.
We are. And you'll be there, Pat.
And I will be there.
Can I thank you? Because people wouldn't realise that. You have been so good to us over the years. You've launched everything we've launched. And everything you launched had a message. And there you are still. And here am I still. And come here and meet and tell him sorry.
Indeed.
And the best of luck with your Sunday programme.
Thank you very much, Alice. Alice Leahy of the Alice Leahy Trust. And don't forget, if you want to get this book, and it really is terrific, you can get it by going to thealicelehytrust.ie, or if you're in the Dublin area, you can go to Alan Hanna's bookshop and get it from there. Alice Leahy, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.